This is Alive with Joseph.
So tonight we'll be closing up and wrapping up the series we started this month, which is The Higher Life. And under The Higher Life on Sunday, we looked at rising to a new dimension. Rising to a new dimension. And we got to the place where we looked at what does it take for you to rise to a new dimension. What does rising to a new dimension entail? And we saw that the Bible is the most valid dream book for mankind. And we saw that three things is what makes the Bible so. We only dealt with two of them. And we're going to look at the last one tonight. We dealt with two of the things that makes the Bible the most valid dream book for mankind. Is three of them. We dealt with two. And the first one we dealt with was every word of God is creative. Also, we also saw that every word of God is prophetic. Tonight, we'll be looking at number three. What is number three? What makes the Bible the most valid dream book for humanity? Number three is God's word is indestructible. The Bible calls it the incorruptible seed. Heaven and earth may pass away, but God's word shall never pass away. So the word of God is creative. The word of God is prophetic. Number three, the word of God is indestructible. So all you can see in the word of God is all you can get. That is to say, if you cannot see it in scriptures, you cannot get it. All you can see from the pages of the Bible is all that you can be able to get. God said to Abraham, after Lot left him in the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 14 to 15, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after the Lord was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, all the land which thou seest, emphasis on see, all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. Understand, friends, that the possibilities that are available to you are the possibilities you can see by revelation. The possibilities that you are able to enjoy are the possibilities that you can see by revelation. If you cannot see it by revelation, you cannot have it in manifestation. Never forget that. If you cannot see it by revelation, you cannot have it in manifestation. You cannot have it in manifestation. And the Bible says that Abraham saw. And do you know that by the virtue of what Abraham saw, he became the owner of the earth? And also, I want you to also understand that all of humanity is hooked on to the Abrahamic covenant by death, resurrection, and the glorification of Christ. And Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 39, Jesus speaking said, and they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you will do the works of Abraham. So what are the works of Abraham? It is the ability to see the way Abraham saw. That is the work of Abraham. If we are the children of Abraham, we will do what Abraham did. What did Abraham do? Abraham was able to see the ability to see by revelation, like our father Abraham. Abraham got what he saw. When God said to Abraham, lift up now your eyes, it meant that, and Abraham began to look, and the Bible said Abraham became the heir of the word. That is to say, Abraham saw the word by revelation. Friends, until you can see it, God cannot give it to you. It is only what you can see that you can be able to get. If you cannot see it, you cannot receive it in material reality. Understand also, it is only what you can see by revelation from the word of God that is what God will be committed to give to you. Only what you can see by revelation, that is what you will commit God to give to you. All you can see from the pages of the scriptures by revelation, that is all you can get. That is why seeing is very necessary. And the reason why many believers are stagnated is because certain fundamental demands are being ignored. Listen, friends, faith has been so assumed by many believers, and people have misrepresented faith by ignoring certain fundamental elements of faith. And one thing you must understand is that a very big fundamental aspect of faith is seeing by revelation. A very big fundamental aspect of faith is the ability to see by revelation. If you cannot see by revelation, your faith cannot come alive to receive what the Lord has in store for you. If you cannot see from the indestructible word of God, you cannot be able to receive it in manifestation. And that is a basic fundamental key to faith. Understand also that whatever you see in the natural, you naturally will believe it, isn't it? Whatever you see in the natural, it is natural for you to believe it. Just the same way I am seeing this towel, this face tower, and also Brother Steve with me here, he's also seeing the face tower. It is natural for him to believe that this face tower exists. Why? He is seeing it naturally. In the same way, friends, whatever you see in the Bible with your eyes of the Spirit, you will be able to believe. And when you believe, you are supernaturally able to receive. That is why seeing is very necessary. If you cannot see it with your eyes of faith, you cannot believe for it. And if you cannot believe for it, you cannot be able to receive it in manifestation. And I pray for you listening to me tonight, may your eyes open to see in the name of Jesus. I declare for you, over you tonight, as your amen comes like thunder, may your eyes open to see. I say, may your spiritual eyes open to see in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give me two amen. Two. Give Jesus your highest praise tonight. So it is so vitally important that you move from the realms of hearing to the realms of seeing. You need to begin to move from the realms of hearing to the realms of seeing. Listen to what John the Beloved said in the book of John chapter 1 verse 1. John the Beloved in the book of 1 John, in the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. He said, I read, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. Take note of that. That which was from the beginning. From the beginning it existed. Now they were able to hear. From hearing they graduated to seeing. And which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. John the Beloved said, we heard. After we heard, we graduated into seeing. And when we got to the place of seeing, we had the capacity by seeing, we develop the capacity to be able to handle it with our hands. And handling with our hands there speaks of manifestation. It speaks of testimony. That is to say, friends, what you cannot see, you cannot be able to handle with your hands. For you to be able to handle it with your hands, which speaks of testimony, which speaks of manifestation, you must come face to face to the place where you are able to see. That is, friends, until you see it, you cannot handle it with your hands. Until you see it, you cannot receive manifestation. Until you see it, you cannot come into the place where you are able to testify of it. That is why Satan will do everything for you not to see. He doesn't mind you hearing, but he will want to stop you from seeing, because he knows seeing is greater than hearing. It is possible to forget what you have heard, but friends, it is not possible to forget what you have seen, because what you have seen paints a picture that remains in you that nobody can be able to steal from you. And I prophesy over you tonight, may your eyes open to see in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you declare boldly, my eyes shall see? Can I hear you declare it again, my eyes shall see? Give Jesus praise if you believe it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, what we have been able to see, What we have been able to see, we were able to handle. And he went further in verse 2. He went further in verse 2 of 1 John chapter 1. He went in verse 2 and he said, the life was manifested. Hey, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Listen, friends, if you can't see it, it will remain only with the Father. He said, when we saw it, we were able to bring what was with the Father to manifest in our lives. When they saw and they handled, they became authentic. They became genuine. They became sound witness. Listen, friends, you cannot be able to be a witness to what you have not seen. John the Beloved said, when we saw it, we became a witness to what we have seen. We became a witness to the things our eyes have seen by the power of revelation. Child of God, every time you see it, you are able to bear witness to the things that you have seen. That is why, by the reason of what you have seen, nobody can be able to tell you it does not exist. Because when you see it, the lies of Satan cannot tell you it doesn't exist. So when they saw, they handled. And when they handled, they became authentic witness to what they have seen. Listen, friends, there is a level of witness you cannot come into until you see. Because when you don't see, you can't handle. And without handling, there is no way you can become a witness. Without handling, there is no way you can become a witness. So you hear it. After hearing it, then you need to come to the place where you see. After see, you are able to handle it. So until you see it, you can't really believe for it. Until you see it with your eyes of understanding, you can't really believe for it. And the reason is this, the reason why many believers are challenged, and they begin to doubt what they have heard, is because they have not seen it. The reason why many believers, when they are challenged and they begin to doubt what they have heard, is because they have not seen it. And you must understand that what you see remains eternally with you. Even when you are challenged, what you see remains eternally with you, even when you are challenged. The Bible recorded in the book of Acts of Apostles that they threatened the apostles to stop preaching and teaching anybody in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to how they responded in verse 9, in verse 19 of Acts chapter 4, verse 19 to 20. Listen to how they responded. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things we have seen and heard. That is, no matter your threats, what we have seen, you can't stop us from speaking about it. What we have seen, you can't deny us from speaking about it. Even if you kill us, we will still open our mouth and speak about it. Why? We have seen it. Child of God, listen, the reason many believers easily are swayed is because they have only heard, they have not seen. Listen, friends, when you see what you have heard, nobody can be able to take it from you. No matter the threat of Satan, you will still be declaring it. Even when the things around you looks like they are not going in the direction of what you are declaring, you will remain resolute. Why? Because you have seen it. When you see it, it is authenticated in your heart. And when it is authenticated in your heart, no devil can deny you manifestation. And I declare over for you tonight, may your eyes open to see in the name of Jesus Christ. Give me two amen. Two, give Jesus your highest praise. Hallelujah. He said, you people judge for yourself. Acts chapter 4, 19 to 20. How do you want us to stop talking about what we have seen? It's not possible. Oh, listen, friends. You can be silenced from saying the things you have heard. I repeat, you can be silenced from saying the things you have heard. You may even doubt the source from where it came from. But the things you have seen, nobody can silence you on it. As I gave an example earlier on, Brother Steve is here with me in the auditorium. What this, if I tell him that this face towel exists without him seeing it, he will somehow doubt it. Why? Because what you hear, you can doubt. But the very moment I show him that I have a face towel and he has seen it, no matter what you tell him, he will tell you, I saw a face towel. When you come and ask him, did you see a face towel with Pastor Joseph? He will say, yes, I saw it. Are you understanding me now? But if he didn't see it, and I am telling him, if you question him for a while, he might doubt and say, well, I'm not really sure if he had a face towel. Why? What you hear, sometimes you can doubt, but what you see, no matter the pressure, you cannot doubt it. What you see, no matter the threat, you cannot doubt it. What you see, no matter the pandemic, you cannot doubt it. Child of God, I came to tell you tonight, it is time for you to graduate and come into the realms of seeing. We are in the season where hearing is not enough. You need to hear and see. Because when you see, the pandemic cannot take from you what you have seen. When you see your body healed, sickness cannot take from you your healed body. When you see your business thriving, the devil cannot take from you a thriving business. And I prophesy over you tonight, as your amen comes like thunder, let your eyes open to see. I say, let your eyes open to see. Let your eyes open to see your next level. Let your eyes open to see your higher life. Let your eyes open to see you rise into a new dimension. If you believe it, give me three. Amen. 2, 3. Give Jesus praise tonight. Declare again, my eyes shall see. If you believe it, celebrate Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, melike le porosete. Le prete. The things you have seen, nobody can silence you on it. The things you have seen, nobody can shut you down on it. Because the greater the challenges, the stronger your confidence will be. Why? Because you saw it. Hey, you saw it. You saw it. You saw it. Glory to God. No devil can tell me God is not a healer. I have seen it. No devil can tell me God is not a provider. I have seen it. No devil can tell me God is not a good God. I have seen it. No devil can tell me God is not in the midst of his people. I have seen it. I didn't just hear about it. I saw it and I've handled it. And I came to tell you tonight, it is time for you to see in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So it is important for you to move from the realms of hearing in this season to come into the realms of seeing. Because friends, the stronger the opposition, when you have seen, the greater your confidence will be. Why? Because you have seen. The stronger the opposition, the greater your confidence will be, simply because you have seen. Because you have seen it, it stays with you. Because no one can ever doubt what he or she have seen. No one can doubt what they have seen. It is natural to believe what you can see. In the natural, it is natural for you to believe what you can see. And many people have a problem believing because they have only heard. Hey, we have a generation of believers who are only hearing. They are only hearing. They are only hearing. They are only hearing. You and I need to come into the place of seeing. Because when you see it, you will naturally believe it. And when you believe it, you will supernaturally become it. When you see it, you naturally believe. When you naturally believe, you supernaturally become. That is why seeing is very vital. The word of God is indestructible, and you must begin to see the indestructibility that is domiciled in the word of God. Glory to God. So what does it now mean to see? Let me break it down a bit with a few minutes I have left. What does it now mean to see? You know, there is a saying that goes that says that eyes that look are many, but eyes that see are few. There's a saying like that, and I know most of you might have heard that, that eyes that look are many, but eyes that see are few. So what does it now mean to see? You being able to see is what determines, or it's what terminates your doubt. Your ability to see terminates doubt. Paul the apostle, let me show you what it means to see. Paul the apostle was praying for the church. Listen to what he said in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Underline that word, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. When it is enlightened, you are able to know the hope of God's calling for you and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So Brother Paul said, the eyes of your understanding, that it must be enlightened. So seeing is the eyes of your understanding. Paul said that it must be enlightened. It means understanding is the eyes with which you see. How, what does it mean to see? Understanding is the eyes with which you see. Paul calls understanding eyes, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that is, may be flooded with light, that is, may be illuminated, that is, when your eyes of understanding is illuminated, you are able to know. You cannot know by hearing, you know by seeing. You cannot know by hearing, you know by seeing. And you see with the eyes of your understanding. The day you see, you know. When you know, you are able to take. No man takes what they have not seen, because they don't know it exists. But the day you see, you know it exists. When you know it exists, you are able to take. Give Jesus praise. I hope you understand that formula. When you hear, you see. But don't stop at the place of hearing. When you hear, after you hear, you graduate into see. When you see with the eyes of your understanding, you are able to know. And when you know, you are able to take the glorious riches that is available to the saints in Christ Jesus. And in 2 Corinthians, Brother Paul said something again, a letter to the Corinthian church. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. He said, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of those of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. When the God of this world wanted to attack them, listen, oh my God, this is deep. When the God of this world wanted to attack them, he didn't attack their health. He didn't attack their business. He didn't attack their marriage. He didn't attack their finances. He didn't attack their children. Do you know what he went to attack? He attacked their minds. He attacked their seeing. He attacked their understanding, because when their minds are blinded, they will not be able to believe. When your mind is blinded towards what redemption has accomplished concerning your health, you will not be able to believe. When your mind is blinded towards what redemption has accomplished for your business, you will not be able to believe. Can I tell you this, friends? Every attack on the believer is always attack, is always an attack on their understanding. When the understanding is attacked, he begins to manifest in the areas you can see in the physical. When the devil attacks your understanding, when he begins to manifest on your health, you are frustrated. But I came tonight to tell you that God wants your eyes to be able to see. He wants light to flood into your heart so that you can understand what is available for you as a saint of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So when the God of this world, when he attacks them, he blinded their minds so that they don't believe. Hey! And when he blinded their minds, they couldn't believe. Things around them began to scatter. Because now they can't even believe God for a breakthrough. They can't even believe God for open doors. They can't even believe God for healing again. They can't even believe God for open doors. They can't even believe God that that business will rise again. So he attacked their mind, blinded their mind so that they cannot believe. He denied them the access to light that gives them dominion over darkness. So when understanding is blocked, a believer becomes blind. And what he or she cannot see, he will have a problem believing. Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me. Look at me. Look at me. Listen to me very, very attentively, friends. Listen to this boy very attentively. When understanding is blocked, a believer becomes blind. And when a believer is blind, they cannot see. They cannot see. And what you cannot see, you will have a problem believing. Particularly when you face a challenge. Particularly when you face a challenge, you will have a problem believing because you cannot see. So understanding, what is understanding? Understanding simply means being able to see what God is saying. That is understanding. Being able to see what God is saying. And this has nothing to do with experience. It is supernatural insight. The ability to grasp what God is saying. That is understanding. The ability to grasp what God is saying. That is understanding. Go with me. So Acts chapter 8, I want to read a very long scripture. Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 37. I read, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem, unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, and an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? Philip asked the man, do you understand what you read? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he will come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, preached unto him Jesus, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe. When the man saw, he screamed, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He screamed, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Listen, friends, when your understanding opens up, faith comes alive naturally. When your understanding opens up, faith comes alive naturally. When the Ethiopian eunuch understanding opened up by the illumination that came from scriptures, his faith in Jesus came. And when his faith in Jesus came alive, he became born again. Listen, when the man's understanding opened up, his faith in Christ Jesus came alive. And he said, here is water. Baptize me now. Baptize me now. And he was baptized. He saw the reality of redemption as his understanding opened up. Faith came alive. That faith brought him out of darkness into light. Friends, you cannot come into light until you see the faith that rose from his inside as a result of understanding took him from darkness, brought him to light. I don't know who you are listening to me. As this world is going on right now, I perceive faith rising on your inside. You are out of that darkness of sickness. You are out of that darkness of shame. You are out of that darkness of humiliation. You are out of that darkness of breakdown. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, if you're that person, receive it by grace. Give Jesus praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him praise tonight. Amen. Faith came and the man came into light outside, out of darkness. So understand this, friends. Understanding is what differentiates one believer from another. Your depth of understanding defines the greatness of your destiny. Your depth of understanding defines the greatness of your destiny. So understanding is necessary. And also, I want you to understand tonight that understanding is the working of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 to 2, the Bible there is speaking of Jesus Christ. When the anointing of the Holy Spirit came on Jesus Christ, the Bible said in verse 3, it made Jesus of quick understanding. So the Holy Spirit is the one who quickens your spiritual understanding. He is the one who opens your spiritual eyes so that you can go beyond just hearing what God is saying. You enter into the dimensions of being able to see what God is saying. It is the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot have a quick understanding. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot move from hearing to seeing. And the Bible shows us that in the book of Isaiah chapter 11, that the Holy Ghost, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ was made of a quick understanding. So when you see, you naturally believe him. When you see, you naturally believe the truth that is embedded in redemption. Go with me to John chapter 1 verse 12. John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So when you see, you believe, and as you believe, you are empowered supernaturally to become what you believe. And it is the Holy Spirit that enables you to supernaturally to see. And when you see, the Holy Spirit empowers and enables you to supernaturally become. And in the book of Isaiah, talking about the Holy Ghost, verse 3 of Isaiah 11, I talked about earlier on, the Holy Ghost said, the Bible said that concerning the Holy Ghost, that and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. When the Holy Ghost gives you a quick understanding, you no longer see things with your natural eyes. You no longer hear things with your natural ears. That is to say, you can be in a business meeting and people are saying some things, but by the quick understanding of the Holy Ghost, you are hearing beyond what they are not saying. Hey, you are hearing the discussion in their hearts, which their mouth is not speaking. Oh my God, when the Holy Ghost makes you of a quick understanding, you can be in a board meeting. You are seeing beyond the humans in the room. You are seeing the altars that are sponsoring them. You are seeing the high priest that is behind the altar sponsoring them. And it enables you to be able to make an informed decision, not based on natural information, but based on spiritual intelligence delivered to you by the Holy Ghost, giving you a quick understanding. Hey! Are you understanding this? That is why seeing is necessary. Seeing is necessary. There are many believers who have entered into businesses and they are shut down. Why? Because they had only physical information, no spiritual intelligence. As a result, they made a decision that wrecked them. But I came tonight to tell you, God is a God of restoration. He will restore you back again. I say He will restore. Restore you back again. Receive a restoration in the name of Jesus. So when the Holy Ghost makes you have a quick understanding, you are no longer seeing with the optic eyes. You are seeing beyond what is available in the natural. You are hearing beyond what others are saying. You are hearing in the spirit what they are not even saying. Glory to God. And in verse 9 of Isaiah chapter 11, the scripture says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. He's talking about the power that comes by the reason of your spiritual understanding. And when you look at the parable of the sower, in the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 23, listen to this. But he that receives seed into the ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He that hears and sees. He that hears and sees, that is, the key to bearing fruit, 160, 30-fold, is as a function of hearing and seeing. Can I say, put it this way, the agency that sponsors fruit bearing of 160, 30-fold is called hearing and seeing. That is the agency that sponsors fruit bearing of 60, 30, 100-fold. So when you look in that parable, they all have good and honest hearts. But the difference is their levels of understanding. It is your level of understanding that determines the realms in which you will live in this season. And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13, oh, so many scriptures. But it is good for you. Isaiah 5:13 says, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dry up with thirst. Though so ignorance destroyed them. Ignorance is a destruction. Ignorance is what has been destroying many believers in this season. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me. So you can understand from this scripture that people are not destroyed because Satan has a new technology. People are not destroyed because Satan is powerful. People are destroyed because they lack knowledge. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9. He says, and a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. But through knowledge shall the just be delivered. He is not talking about the unjust here. That is to say, the just can be in bondage. The just can be in bondage. He said the only way the just can be delivered is not by going for deliverance service. The only way the righteous man can be delivered is through knowledge. Child of God, the just deliverance is hidden in knowledge. The deliverance of the just is through knowledge, is through understanding. When the believer lacks knowledge, when the believer lacks understanding, they will be kept in bondage. Even when by redemption, they are not supposed to be in bondage. I came to announce to you tonight, your days of being in bondage are over. Your days of being in bondage are over. I release you tonight by the knowledge of tonight's service. I declare, let your eyes of understanding open. And as it opens tonight, receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me hear your amen like a believer. And John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not set you free, make you free. The truth makes you free. The truth empowers you to fulfill destiny. But listen to this. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. It is actually the understanding of the truth that licenses you for triumphant living. The truth empowers you to fulfill destiny. But the understanding of the truth gives you a license for triumphant living here on the earth. And it is the Holy Spirit that empowers your understanding to know the truth. And the truth now empowers you to live a triumphant life here on the earth. So the Holy Spirit empowers your understanding. And your understanding empowers you for outstanding living here on the earth. The Holy Spirit empowers your understanding. And your understanding empowers you for outstanding living here on the earth. So the mission of the Holy Spirit in everything I've said tonight is to open you up to the truth. So understand that the Holy Spirit is not the truth. Let me say this quickly. The Holy Spirit is not the truth. The Holy Spirit is the interpreter of the truth. So the mission of the Holy Spirit is to open you up to the truth, to give you a quick understanding. The Holy Spirit is not the truth. He is the interpreter of the truth. So when he comes, he opens you up to the truth. And we all know that Jesus is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So the Holy Spirit opens you up to the truth. He interprets the truth to you. And when he interprets the truth to you, he empowers you for outstanding living here on the earth. So if you must get where God wants you to be, then you must be able to see face to face by God's word what belongs to you. Listen, friends, it is not revelation until you are able to grasp the condition that must be met for you to get there. It is not revelation yet until you are able to grasp the condition that must be met for you to get there. Listen, friends, knowing what God has provided is no revelation. It is information. When you know what God has provided, it is not revelation, it is information. Knowing what to do to bring it to pass, that is revelation. And many believers are functioning in information. That is hearing. They are functioning in information. In the book of John chapter 6, the scripture said that Jesus himself, he himself knew what to do. So, knowing what to do from God's word to actualize what God has ordained for you is revelation. And after you have done what he said for you to do, then God is committed to perform. This is what the Holy Spirit does as I release you tonight. He turns the words of scriptures into pictures. And when those pictures come alive in you, faith naturally rises. And when faith rises within you, you are empowered to become what God has declared. Also understand, it is your mental picture that actually creates your future. That is what I started with. Your mental picture actually creates your future. That is, what you cannot see, you cannot get. And as far as you can see, that is as far as God is committed to deliver. And I came to declare over you that your days of shame are over. Your days of defeat are over. Your days of failure are over in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I declare over you listening to me that is sick in your body. Over 2,000 years ago, God took from you everything called sickness and infirmity. And I declare this evening, even as the truth of scripture comes alive in your heart, consigning your deliverance from sickness, I command that sickness to fall off your life in the name of Jesus. I prophesy every sickness you are carrying, it goes right now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Give Jesus praise tonight. That's all I have for you.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mokocha. Till next time, God bless.